Joining us on the show once again for our 2016 campaign coverage.
It's 102.5 The Bone's 2016 campaign full coverage, where respected members of the news community call in and talk politics with our group of assholes.
We're joined once again by Herman Cain, who at one point thought it would be a good idea to try and be president of this mess that we live
yes.
in.
Yes, I thought that I had a temporary moment of insanity.
Yeah, you were just sitting around being rich, and you were like, "How can I blow a whole bunch of money and take on a whole bunch of responsibility?"
I was almost rich, and I'm sitting around saying, "How can I blow half of my retirement?"
Right, right. I'm sure you watched the debates last night. What were you expecting going into it compared to what you saw coming out of it?
I expected exactly what I saw, but what I saw was worse than expected. Here's what I mean. You summed it up. First of all, nothing really changed. Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton sort of kind of helped each other. They're the only two people on the stage that anybody... Now, they now know Bernie Sanders better.
Yeah.
But I summed it up this way. See, we did a drinking game that a caller called in yesterday. It's called Tom's Drinking Game. We put down keywords that we were going to listen for. And every time they said one of these keywords, you're supposed to take a shot of your favorite adult beverage.
Right.
Well, I ran out of liquor. Okay. Now, here, let me do this real quick.
Yeah.
Here were the key words, and I kept track of how many times they were mentioned.
Okay.
Republican, Trump, right. Middle class, evil rich, climate change, free, equal pay, gun control, government is the answer, military force, Syria, Putin, Iraq, Benghazi, race.
Oh, you were hammered.
Over 90 mentions. Now, here's what they didn't mention, Mike. That they didn't even get a question or a pivot on the following. The economy, tax code replacement, energy independence, rebuilding our military, VA disgrace, a national debt. How can you call it a debate on national issues when you don't even mention the most important national issues? I'm not mad at you, Mike.
I appreciate your passion. I tell you, the one thing that bothered me more watching the Republican debates and the Democratic debates was that the Democrats... every answer seemed very scripted, but not scripted with an answer, just scripted with a response. So yes. The economy, of course, came up, but no one has an answer. Bernie Sanders is not going to sucker me in like Obama did, where I believe, like Bernie Sanders, if you don't know nothing from nothing and you just watch both debates, you go, boy, that gentleman right there really cares about America,
right.
And he wants to make some change. But then so did the last guy, and I got 8 years of nothing.
Bernie... What he displayed was he passionately believes in what he believes, but it is socialism, period.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, a lot of people don't know what socialism is or what it can lead to. Just talk to somebody that came from another country. They'll be the first to point out what socialism is, and that's where they are trying to lead us.
Absolutely. The whole reason this became the land of opportunity is because you can come in here with nothing,
yes.
like Webb's wife that he kept talking about last night, and be somebody who doesn't speak the language and end up going to Cornell Law School. That's the thing, but you have to work for that. Bernie Sanders just wants to give it away, and he keeps punishing the successful people. I grew up a very poor child. Like we got welfare for a little while. We were eating government cheese. I lived in the house like JJ used to live in good times. And then now I'm making a pretty good living, but I shouldn't be penalized because of that. And Bernie Sanders is making out like I'm evil now.
Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, most of the other Democrats, first of all, the others aren't going to move up in the polls at all.
No.
One debate does not deflect distrust and dishonesty. The others aren't going to move up. The debate last night, you're right, they want to punish the rich. I mean, they mentioned the evil rich 6 times. They mentioned paying for all these freebies 6 times, you know, 12 times. 12 times they mentioned these freebies. And 6 times they said that they were going to take it from the evil rich,
yeah.
the billionaires and this sort of thing. Now, here's the most disappointing part, Mike. The people in the audience were applauding this crap.
Yeah, well, that's
what made me sick at the stomach when I woke up this morning. They actually believe this crap.
Did you see, though, the picture? I mean, they pan out to the audience. It's so weird. Their audience, and I have to say, I'm a registered Republican who voted Democrat the last two elections. I'm not a one-side guy. But when they pan out to that crowd, it looked very much like a Grateful Dead concert.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You see middle-aged white people that are just like, you know, they topped out at making 80 grand in their life, and then they're just mad at the world. And,
yes.
And whoever was more successful with them, they're the evil people.
Exactly.
And I don't understand that.
I don't understand that either. You're talking about totally clueless about what's really going on and what they're really selling. They're really selling, as I summed it up once before, free stuff and less liberties. That's the bottom line. Stuart Varney summed it up this way. The Democrats want to take the pie and redistribute the pieces of the pie. Republicans want to make the pie bigger for everybody.
Yeah.
That's it in a nutshell. But the people at that conference, at that so-called debate, all of the people who are going to vote Democrat no matter what, you know, I'm trying to restrain myself from calling them a descriptive name. All of the people that are going to vote for Hillary, when she was asked, well, how do we know that your administration wouldn't be an extension of the Obama administration?
Right.
Well, that's fairly obvious. I'd be the first woman. Whoopee. I was a first lady. Yahoo!
Let me interrupt you for a second. She actually said, and I was thrown off a little bit by this. She said, I served the office of first lady. And that just bothers me.
Yeah.
Because you're there by default. We didn't elect you as first lady. I would have voted for Melania Trump for first lady. That's a first lady I want to see. But I mean, she didn't serve. She got lucky is what she did.
She got lucky, and she counts that as one of her crowning achievements. Give me a break.
Yeah.
But see, this is why the whole thing just left a pit in my stomach. And that's because you actually have a lot of people who want to see her in the White House because, one, she's a woman. Two, she was first lady. And three, she plays dodgeball politics better than anybody on that stage.
That's true. And she certainly got that from her husband. And that's fine. And the thing is that I was disappointed with Bernie Sanders last night because I really paid attention to him for the first time, and I enjoy his conviction. I like that he believes in so much what he believes in, but the fact that nobody laid into her and that he actually took the soft way out and said, nobody wants to hear about your emails anymore.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. I believe that not only the thing is that you're right, we really don't care about the emails. That's between her and the government to figure out, but it does prove to us that she's a big fat liar on a lot of things, and this is something that she got cold busted for.
She got busted for it. And the reason that Bernie didn't go after her is because he doesn't want to ruin his chances of being Secretary of the Department of Happy.
Right.
Okay? You know, there's going to be a Department of Happy.
Yeah.
Bernie wants to get that job if Hillary gets elected. That's all this is about.
Now, but the Republicans, the reason why the debates are so much more fun to watch is because they're brutal to each other, and it's not just Trump.
Yes.
I mean, I like the way the fact that they have no problem calling each other out. That's a fight. That's a fight to see who gets that gig. It's almost like they're conceding that she's going to win. Is there a possibility that Joe Biden gets in this thing? I think after last night, no.
There's a possibility, but I'm in the camp that I'm not going to try to make a prediction. Because you really don't know what Joe will do. But here's what I will predict. If he gets in, it won't make a difference. I think the anticipation of him getting in is more exciting to the Democrats and the liberals than if he actually gets in. It's kind of like Scott Walker. Remember all the anticipation about Scott Walker?
Yeah.
And then after that first debate, he went down, 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 down. When I ran for president 4 years ago, all of the talk was about Rick Perry. He was going to be the Republican Party savior. They built up all this anticipation. And then when he got in, he constantly went down, okay? Didn't go anywhere. The same thing is happening, and CNN is going out of their way trying to hype up this debate last night by talking about the possibility of Joe Biden. If he gets in, it won't make a difference.
They had an emergency podium. We were waiting at any second. I figured since it was in Vegas, this is what I pictured. They had an emergency podium, and right as it was about to start, the lights went out, and then Copacabana played, and in rides Joe Biden on one of Siegfried and Roy's White Tigers with Elton John's cape. And
he says, fantastic.
Ladies
they
and gentlemen.
Ready.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I am here. Now let it begin.
They were ready. He was going to walk out there. They were going to applaud for 10 straight minutes. You know, Joe is in, da 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 da, and he's going to come out smiling.
Yeah.
And you were going to see a Can I say pissed off on your station?
Sure.
Of course you can.
You're going to see a pissed off look on Hillary's face. Bernie wouldn't give a crap, and the rest of them would be standing around like, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to win anyway, so what's the big deal?
I don't know what's worse, if you to be Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton today, or to be Lincoln Chaffee today, where everybody's going, he's like the joke of the day.
He is the joke of the day, unfortunately. The one that had the greatest amount of substance, you didn't see it, and that was Webb. Yeah. I would never vote for a Democrat because the Democratic dynamics in Washington still are not going to fix the problems that need to be fixed. But if you had to pick somebody that seemed the most serious on that stage, it would be Jim Webb. With the greatest background, he answered the questions more answer-like rather than, you know, pivoting off to try to deflect from the actual question.
Yes. And you're talking about a guy with a military background who's served in office and has had to deal with situations before. So if anything, at least we know that that the Republican debate will be entertaining. Ben Carson has caught up to Donald Trump.
Yes.
And it seems to me that the more you go against the grain now, the more popular you become. That's how much this country wants to change. I was not offended by Ben Carson's comments, any of them at all. Let me tell you, if I'm in a room and a guy comes out with a gun, I'm probably going to be the first one to jump on that guy. And I can't believe people are condemning Ben Carson for saying that.
That's because they're looking for a way to try and slow him down or destroy him. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
That's why they come after him on so much stuff. And one of my writers, posted a video yesterday about Ben Carson at the National Press Club. It's priceless. He basically did a smackdown on the press, saying, you're protected by the Constitution and you are derelict in your duty. Mm-hmm. And he told them this at their club.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. But all they're trying to do is to attack him to try to bring him down.
Oh.
But you made another great point, Mike. If you look at, not only has Carson caught up with Trump, Fiorina is moving up. The outsiders are the ones moving up. Why? People who are paying attention, who have a clue, who really don't want this country to go in a socialistic, eventually communistic direction, they are looking for an outsider to shake things up. That's why they are leading. Like them or not, that's why they are leading.
Well, I do like them. I like watching them now, and I like the idea of what the next couple of years could hold for us if, for the first time in my lifetime, we have somebody in there who's not a career politician.
Exactly.
That's what I'm most excited about.
I am too.
I love having you on the show. This is Herman Cain. You could check him out at HermanCain.com. He hosts a radio show every day out of Atlanta, but you could listen to it online on iHeartRadio or TuneIn or whatever you got. I enjoy speaking with you. And
great.
I feel like when I decide to run for local office, I think I'm going to start small, mosquito controller or something like that. Hopefully I can get you to endorse me for that election.
I will. And by the way, I want to just kind of give your listeners a head up. You may not have been informed of this yet, but I'm coming to Tampa after the first of the year to do a special event about my new book, and I'm going to hook up with you and your station.
Oh, I got to tell you, that would be great.
It's going to be cool, guys. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, see, you know, you couldn't be cool with me if you were actually president, so this is so much more. Like, you'd have to be a little bit tight-ass if you were president, but we could actually party now.
What was that opening that you all played?
Oh, yeah, there were a
Mike
bunch of a-holes.
The other, beep. I know how to act like one of those.
Yeah. Well, then we'll get along just fine. Thank you, Herman Cain. I appreciate
it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Bye. That guy is wonderful, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He's great.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.